And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with Anselmo Myrna head football coach Troy Gilligan. Well, Coach, I know it was kind of a tough start to the season, a close loss to a really good Burwell team, but your team bounced back in a big way with their first win of the season. I'm sure you were proud with their effort and the way they were able to bounce back after a tough loss.
Yeah, that's always tough when you go in and kind of had a slow start against Burwell, so we knew we had to come out firing on all cylinders against Hyannis, and the boys, they did, and they had a good week of practice, and then on Friday they executed well.
Troy, through the first couple of weeks now, where do you believe the most progress has been made in your team?
I think up front on the O-line, those three interior guys, they've really stepped up. Two of them are into brand new roles this year, and I think they've learned a lot in these first two games, and I think we're getting a lot better up there.
To kind of build on that a little bit, Coach, I love talking to coaches about the run game, especially the blocking up front, but I know there's a lot of communicating that goes on up front as well when different things come in front of you, adjusting to them, communicating with one another. Do you feel that that has taken a step forward for you as well in the first 2 weeks?
For sure. I mean, you never know. You might practice all week for a three-man front, and they might show up and run a four-man front, or they might blitz a linebacker, so that communication up front is super important, and I think these guys, these last couple of games have gotten a lot better at that.
I know that coaches always talk about improvement from 1 week to the next. What about the execution? I mean, I know we're still early in the season, but do you feel that that is where you want it to be as you continue to move forward?
Yeah, a lot of little things still have to get a little bit better here and there. I mean, turnovers, penalties, things that we can control, we have to do a better job of that I thought, especially in that Burwell game, we lacked a little bit of. But then last week they got better, and hopefully we'll progress and they'll continue to get better this week.
Now that we're a couple of weeks into the season, Troy, got to ask you about special teams. That's a very important part of the game. Talk about that group and what you've seen from them early on.
Yeah, that kind of hurt us against Burwell. Our first kickoff they took back for a touchdown, so last week we really repped special teams because, I mean, that's a third of the game, and you got to be able to execute, and I thought last Friday we did a lot better job of that.
What about defensively, Troy? Do you feel like you've been taking some strides there? Are you pleased with the progress you've seen on that side of the ball?
Yeah, first week we didn't tackle very well. Against Hyannis, we did a lot better at tackling. Getting eight guys to the football, and I foresee that to continue this week.
I know that when I visit with you, lots of times you'll talk about aggressiveness, being physical, the physicality. I'm guessing you saw that in that second game, especially against Hyannis, just looking at some of the stats.
Yeah, that we kind of want to be known for that. We want to be the more physical team. We want to take teams first, second quarter, and we want to wear them down so that in the third and fourth quarter, things really start to open up for us.
You get another great challenge coming up on Friday, Troy. Twin Loop, you get them at home. Should be a great matchup. Just talk about your preparation for them, what kind of impresses you about them, and what will be the keys for Anselmo Myrna.
Yeah, Twin Loop's going to be a very solid football team, well-coached, very fundamentally sound. Got a lot of great skills, guys. We're just going to have to play fundamental football. I mean, defensively, we're going to have to be physical. We're going to have to get good reads. We're going to have to tackle well. And then offensively, we're going to have to execute. We're going to have to hit and maintain blocks. We're going to have to hit holes hard, get those yards after contact, and then take care of the football. Turnovers could really be super important this Friday.
Troy, always appreciate you taking the time to visit with us. We wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
Perfect. Thank you.